Okay, I'm doing a little experiment. The sound may be just horrific, but we'll see how it goes. I'm walking home in the rain. You can hear the traffic going by me on Broadway in Oakland, right near Oakland Tech. A great school, but the semi-bane of my sound existence because they like to play music or amplify voices. The music's not so bad, but they never met an occasion that didn't need a microphone for no reason for eight people in front of the school. That's all I'm saying. This is the school that's shown me how old I am. Seriously, I've never felt like such an old stick in the mud. I just use the phrase stick in the mud, which is old by itself, so. I had a great day. Didn't get as much done as I'd like, but it was still a great day because I feel great, even though I could have slept more. And I'm an old Juno. Did you hear that? I said two things that were great, but there's a reason, not perfect, and I needed to say that. God, I'm listening to Ron and Beverly. I was just listening to that, and that's probably what's the cadence, the Jewish neurotic cadence is in my head. Awesome podcast. I highly recommend it. So I've started to think some about virtual reality and tweeting about it a little bit and want to write about it, but I'm a bit afraid that if I say I want to do this, I won't do it. Now this is just a real thing that I've experienced. I don't know if that's true. I really, really want to put these ideas down. I've had a lot of thoughts and things I've learned from doing interactive performance for maybe 15 something years now. My work is really influenced by my early experiences online and ongoing experiences of the network. So I've learned a lot about how people interact with each other in space, and I got a chance to do stand-up in a VR space a week or so ago, or storytelling, and so I have more thoughts, and it's made me think like I want to get this stuff down. But when you want to get something down, if you tell people that, even if you tweet a few of the ideas, do you go ahead and do it? Like, well, do I? I guess sometimes I have. Now I'm on a median with traffic on both sides. It might be even harder to hear. Sometimes I have, sometimes I haven't. It's hard. I have such a long list of things to write posts about, things to write essays about, things to write jokes about. Sometimes jokes are like a PhD thesis that I could only get one sentence out from. But it's like, here's the main idea. If I can make it in joke form, who needs to write the PhD? I could just do it in a joke. That's not the case with this stuff. There's too much in there. I think it's useful and valuable to other people, and just would be nice to get it down, mostly because it's taking up space in my head. It's very satisfying to get something out that's been rattling around in there, and I'm just starting to tippy-toe my way back into some of that. We just got some posts out the other day for Magic Date Day, this thing I do with my girlfriend that we blogged some before, but then I left the blogging alone for a while, and I just got some stuff out, and oh, it's given me so much great feeling, like, I can do this, I can revisit the things I wanted to say. And now, at my, in 2 weeks, 48-year-old time in life, I'm thinking, you're only going to get so much more time to get stuff down. What are the things that are really important? But I don't think I'm at that place of complete flow enough yet to be picky about what I get down. I think what I need to get down is the easiest next thing, and that depends on all my impetus. And today my impetus is VR and theater and interactivity between people and film and what I think could work and what isn't. I had a great conversation with a friend of mine who worked very early, helped create computer animation and graphics, and so he's working with a VR company, and it's making me think more about it. It's so much fun to talk with someone about the beginning of something. When he talks about the beginning of his first startup, he just is alive. I mean, he's alive a lot of the time, but you could just feel the excitement. It's such a great space to be in. That was the best part of the early web. So that's probably part of why I'm excited, because other people are excited for good reasons. I guess the vulnerable part of this is, now that I've recorded somewhere that I want to write about this, will I do it? I certainly don't want to give myself crap if I do or don't. I don't want to drain my kepi about it, because that hasn't helped. It's one of the advantages of the almost 48 years, is
is have experience doing something and realizing if it's been helpful or not. So hopefully, I don't know, I guess I'll report in one of these soon if talking about it makes it not happen. This is not as touchy a topic to write about because these are insights and thoughts and observations, the kind of things nerds like, but are not so vulnerable to write because it's just more takes the vulnerability to do the work and live the life, to do the work, to then have observations about. I don't think I would have gotten to the observations or the insights without the vulnerability, but it doesn't take a lot of vulnerability to share them. It's just probably one reason why I think it will be easier to write sooner. Okay, that's it for the rainy post.